Back here on the DDC on this hot, hot Tuesday. Terry McFarland, Willie Donick with you. Terry McCormick is outdoors. A Titans minicamp. TitanInsider.com. Speaking of hot, Aaron Judge, does he have 50 home runs yet?
He is getting close.
Golly, what's he on pace for, 80?
He was on pace for 66, I think they said the other day. So that would be the legitimate Major League home run record.
I think baseball would rejoice if that happened.
Yes.
You know, that would surpass Roger Maris in 61.
Yeah, yeah. That would
well,
be.
Well, why don't just go ahead and get 74 so we don't even have to discuss it.
There you go.
Well, the way he's hitting the ball, I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't happen. So how hot is it out there? I mean, this feels like, you know, you know this, Terry. We the three of us have been around many camps and training camps, let's say training camps, since the beginning. There's been a lot of hot ones, but that's August. Today is pretty darn close, I guess, to feeling like August.
Yeah, it really does. Although I will say this. The Titans have gone soft. There are two gigantic fans out here, and I'm not talking about spectators. I'm talking about there are two gigantic fans that are over here next to the new annex that they are building out here at the St. Thomas Sports Park. So they've gone soft. This would have never happened back in the day, in 2003 or whatever.
Who is out there of note? Obviously, Derrick Henry, we know, is out there. Jeffrey Simmons, but maybe some guys that really weren't around. Is Zach Cunningham out there? Who are some guys of note that maybe haven't been around but are out there today?
Pretty much anybody that you can think of that wasn't here for the voluntary OTAs, those guys are present and accounted for in some form or fashion. So, you know, it's mandatory minicamp. There's a reason that word mandatory is part of the equation so that a lot of these guys who've been working out on their own are present and accounted for. So, you know, anybody you can pretty much think of is here. Practice is still going on. They won't officially release that those guys are here and accounted for as you hear a horn go off until practice ends at 11 o'clock. But, you know, you can use your imagination and say, hey, is so-and-so here? Yes, so-and-so is here and accounted for.
You were there for the coordinators who spoke this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. Because the morning show played it live, and so I'm listening to what Todd Downing had to say. Why do they have – and this is going to come out of nowhere, or maybe you've thought the same thing. Why do you think there's this need for them to constantly talk about how Ryan Tannehill is a leader? Why do they have to keep saying that?
Well, that's a good question. I guess that's, something that certainly this is his team. I think, over the last 3 years, a lot of people have pointed to, Derrick Henry's presence and how obviously the offense runs through him. And obviously in the wake of the way last year ended for Ryan Tannehill, I think, they're going out of their way to make sure and say that Ryan Tannehill is the guy for this season. I think, the drafting of Malik Willis maybe has kind of put some people on notice to say, hey, is Ryan Tannehill, still the guy? Well, yes, Ryan Tannehill is still the guy for right now because Malik Willis is a rookie. You're going to see a lot of Malik Willis, I'm sure, in the preseason, and he's going to make a jaw-dropping play or two here and there. But I think most people are going to say that Ryan Tannehill is still the guy despite the presence of Malik Willis. The Malik Willis era will not start, barring injury, until, sometime in the future.
But, Terry, I don't hear those questions being asked. It's just like they feel like – I just feel like they go out of their way constantly to always talk about him being the leader that he is. And it's like, why do you always go there? It's kind of like you can appreciate – Vince Young, you didn't have to ask him. He would always talk about, I respect him, he respects me, right? He would always go to the respect card. They just I feel like they go out of their way to say Ryan Tannehill's a leader, and it's like, oh, did you get asked? Was that in question? Are people asking, is Malik Willis now the guy? I mean, I'm just curious why they keep doing that.
I think part of the reason that they're doing that with Ryan Tannehill is because – he basically has a whole new cast of characters at wide receiver and tight end. I mean, you look at it, no more A.J. Brown, no more Julio Jones, no more Anthony Firkser. Most of the guys that he's going to have to count on this year, he's going to have to be the leader to get Austin Hooper up to speed, to get Robert Woods up to speed, to get Treylon Burks up to speed, all those guys that have come in and are new this year to him. So I think they're going out of their way to say he's a leader in terms of getting these guys in the places and the spaces that he wants them to be so that he can function in this offense and they can get on the same page. You know, one of the guys I think that he's really made a conscious effort, and you can see it already out here, that he's gotten on the page, same page really quickly with Austin Hooper, the tight end. I think you're going to see Hooper have a very productive year. I think you're probably going to see Robert Woods have a very productive year once he's full speed. He's able to do probably more than I thought he would coming off that ACL already, but I don't know how much he'll be able to do in the early part of camp and preseason. So I think that the reason they're playing the Ryan Tannehill is a leader card is because he's got basically, other than Nick Westbrook, Akina, and Jeff Swain, everybody he's throwing to is pretty much brand new to him.
Is Dylan Raidens out there?
Yes, he is. Yes,
Are they hiding his position? They try him at fullback, tight end?
No, they actually came clean on that last week. If there's a story on TitanInsider.com, Dylan Raidens is right now your first-team right tackle. Now, I guess, you know, Nicholas Petit Ferrer is probably going to make a run at that spot. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that plays out in camp and preseason. But last week they came clean. Dylan Raidens is getting reps mostly at right tackle.
Again, why is that so hard? If you're going to come clean, why? secret, I've got a secret. And then, okay, we'll just tell you. It's like, why? Why do you do
really
this?
Really shouldn't be. You know, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, last week when, you know, the position coaches were, you know, out there, and that's kind of how that got out. And then today, Shane Bowen basically told us that Monty Rice, you know, the injury he had last year that cost him the tail end of the season, you know, it was kind of played out as an ankle injury, actually an Achilles. So there you go.
Maybe we should have the position coaches and the coordinators talk a lot more.
I think you probably would get a little bit more information.
But, maybe so.
But all that stuff was stuff that came out last week. It's not anything, you know, right now, like I said, they're going through the practice, nothing, you know, and just working on things.
Willie?
Terry, how much action is Caleb Farley getting? What's his role right now? Is he still, I'm guessing he's still limited, but I know he's making slow progress. How are they using him in this mandatory workout?
Well, all through OTAs, you know, he was doing some things, getting some work done, that sort of stuff. He was getting a lot of things done, but he was still in the yellow non-contact jersey. So they're being careful with him. He's a guy that they're going to have, you know, step up, and they've got a lot of depth at corner. I think that's one of the things, you know, with him and Christian Fulton and the rookie Roger McCrary, they've got a lot of depth at cornerback. So, that you know, he's a guy that they need to step up. They like the fact that he's put on a little bit of weight, that he's a little bit, you know, sturdier. I think that's a guy that they want to take a big step forward.
No question about it. Can you get a sense of the running backs outside of Derrick Henry here? How does that look like it's shaping up in terms of Hilliard and the young man they took out of Michigan? That's something I'll be watching. I know all of us will during training camp.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are battling for playing time behind Derrick Henry. You know, Hassan Haskins is a guy that they're really high on, that he can do some things, you know, in this offense. Torrey Carter obviously is the fullback now with them moving on from I can't even remember the guy's name from Vanderbilt that was here last year.
Yeah, Kari Blasingame.
Yes, Kari Blasingame. And
who went to Chicago, I think.
Yes, he's a guy that they moved on from. Darrington Evans is the guy that they moved on from. So, you know, Dontrell Hilliard is probably, you know, a guy that they're going to look at to be the third down back and get a lot of reps. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that goes.
What do you think the theme, do you think, any interesting line of questioning you think will come out when we get a chance to hear our latest in the series of Mike Vrabel press conferences where you just never know?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Do you think there's any particular line of questioning that will be interesting when Vrabel takes the microphone at 11:45?
Yeah, I think he'll get hit up with the typical Derrick Henry questions, the Jeffrey Simmons questions, those sorts of things. I think that's what it is. I'm getting a big frown from the Titans media relations people. I don't think they want me to go very much further here.
Oh.
So maybe better.
Are you getting the stink eye?
I'm getting the snake eye, yes.
Oh, the stink eye. Okay. Well, Terry, you must go and patch up.
I don't want to get him.
Hydrate.
I want to get him talked.
Make sure you hydrate, too, on the walkover.
I will. All right.
Okay. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. So he's getting the stink eye. So that is, we don't want to get him in trouble. We don't want to get him in trouble. Is he, go on and hang out with Terry. Yeah, there we go. So he can get back over there in the groupings. Maybe he wasn't supposed to be talking during practice. Again, secret.
Now, what was the issue? He wasn't allowed to talk, or he ventured too far into the no-play zone?
I don't know. Maybe he went Antonio Brown. Maybe he was walking across the field while talking to us.
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking, or maybe the guy, I'm out here at the Field of Dreams. Maybe it was the guy that, the brother-in-law that walked onto the field. He couldn't see the players, remember?
Yeah.
So he was walking around ranting and raving in the middle of the game. Maybe that was Terry.
Know.
He was on the phone. He just went out into the field.
Yeah, I don't know if he took his shirt off, was slinging it around, walking across the field on his phone. I don't know. I'm not sure. Either
his
way.
His answers did get kind of short
there,
didn't
they? They did.
Yes, I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it'll be.
I gotta go.
We'll have to wait for 11:45. Yeah, that'll be good. It'll be good. Oh, okay. We'll come back, put a bow on hour number one. We'll talk about some things you just heard there. Joseph Newgarden will kick off the second hour here on the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3 and the Game Nashville app.